Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you are new here, my name is Olivia, and every single Friday I like to get on and do a little solo episode for you guys. Sometimes I'll talk about things that you guys have asked me to talk about, or I will talk about something that I've been thinking about or I've been going through recently that I want to talk to you guys about and just give you guys advice on and help you out with, and just something that maybe you guys can relate to at the moment. I want to start by thanking you guys for all the support. I want to start by thanking you guys for all the support you gave me on last week's Villain Era episode. I definitely want my episodes to become more of like a self-love, like I love myself, I love this about myself, I see my potential, I see my future. That's the kind of vibe I want to go for with this podcast. Of course, my podcast has always been a self-love podcast, but I feel like it's been more of like a soft girl podcast. And I really just want to start working on embracing that inner villain within us and that inner selfish version of ourselves. And when I say selfish, I don't mean like cut everyone out and only do you and this and that, but just that version of yourself that genuinely just wants yourself to be better and to be the best version of you. And I just really want to focus on that a lot recently because I feel like that's the point of life that I'm in at the moment, where I am just really learning to love myself fully for who I am. And wherever I am, you know, doing work in my life, whatever I am doing in my life, I want to excel in. And that's the part of my life that I am currently in, that I'm currently going through, because I feel like I did go through, you know, the little, I'm a little like cute, soft girl, this, that, whatever. And then I went through the, you know, certified lover girl era where I was a little bit of a softie. And like now I'm kind of just like, this is the me time. This is the me era. This is where I focus on me. And so I want all my episodes to kind of go along with focusing on yourself. So if you're listening to this and you are also entering that area of your life where you know it's about to be your selfish years, you know this is the time that you have to really focus on yourself, then this episode and this podcast is perfect for you. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about finals, the worst, the absolute worst. I'm currently in finals week and it has been driving me absolutely insane and has been really putting me at like low points where I am not doing well, I'm not doing my best, I am in a bad mental state and like emotional state and even physical state. Like I just have not felt like myself and I've just been extremely stressed. Like I went to go grab food with my friends yesterday and I'm sitting there and I was like so quiet and they were like, what's wrong? And all I could think about was how much I had to study, how much I had to get done, and just how stressed I was with all the work that I had to do. And so I started to just get really stressed out and felt like I had so much to do and it was just very stressful and it just made me feel like I couldn't even be in the right headspace until my final exams were done. So whether you're in high school and you're just taking regular tests, whether you're in college and you're taking finals, I know majority of my audience is in college or works really busy jobs. So this episode can work for you as well because I'm kind of just going to be talking about overworking yourself. We will be focusing on school and just like how to get through finals week and how to do really good, you know, when you're taking your finals this semester. But I also am going to be just focusing on the whole idea of overworking ourselves and just indulging a little bit too much in work and all that stuff. So we're going to cover more than just, you know, school. So if you're not in school and you're listening to this, this episode will still help you. But I've been extremely stressed recently. I've just been having a weird few months. I obviously have talked about in my past episodes how I was going through something the past few months, and now adding finals on top of it just really brought me to a low point. A few days ago, was sitting in my room. I called it the depression room because I had never been in a more gross room. I'm actually going to post a TikTok about it where I like cleaned it because the before is disgusting and actually alarming to look at. I had clothes piled up in the closet, purses. I had leftover, I had a plate in my room. It was just a complete mess of a room. And just sitting in it, I felt so like dirty and like out of it. And that's when I kind of knew like something is up with me. Like I was not feeling my best. I just like being in a space like that, I could not function, but I was in that space because I was too stressed. Like I would come home from the gym and I would just throw everything on the ground and just take a shower and then right away start doing work again. And it's like I wasn't giving myself any time to really just like sit there and reset. And it's just like been really aggravating. When I got out of my little like sadness after, you know, my little heartbreak era, I keep saying the word era because I feel like it just makes everything a little bit more lighthearted. But after I had gone through my heartbreak, I went and like reset. And that was my villain era episode. I cleaned my room. I cleaned out my closet. I did like a bunch of stuff that just made me feel better and made me feel like I could do this. And then finals came and now I'm right back to square one where I feel stressed. I feel overwhelmed. My room was a mess. And then about like 2 or 3 days ago, I was like, no, I'm cleaning this room. This is disgusting. I think it was on Monday. I was like, I'm cleaning this room. It's enough. Like, I have to get it done. I remember I was sending my friend a Snapchat of my room and I was like, I cannot believe it. I remember Monday I was like in class all day. I was doing homework all day. I went to the gym and I came home and I was just sitting on my bed and I was like, I cannot believe my room looks like this. And I sent my friend a Snapchat and she's like, you should clean it because your headspace is going to be all over the place if you leave it like that. And so I literally cleaned my whole entire room. I didn't go into like full closet. I like really want to go through my closet and my dresser drawers. I just haven't had the time yet. I'm like, okay, let me at least clean majority of it. So that way when I clean majority of it, I will be able to focus better on what I have to study. So I cleaned majority of my room. And then once I cleaned majority of my room, I was able to kind of just like actually take a step back and like prepare myself more mentally for kind of just like everything that was going on, because when my room was cluttered I felt all over the place and felt cluttered. So I just completely deep cleaned my room, took a shower, and then I woke up Tuesday morning feeling better, feeling ready to start the day. So I'm recording this episode on Wednesday. Yesterday was Tuesday and I felt so much better starting my day in a clean room. Like I woke up and was like, wow, I haven't woken up to a clean room in like 3 days. And it really shifts your mood. I spent the whole day at Starbucks doing homework and then spent the night at the gym, grabbed food, came home, took a shower, and kind of just like had a lazy night because I was so exhausted from studying all day. And now it's Wednesday. I'm obviously recording this episode. And then same thing, going to Starbucks and grinding out a bunch of work. But yeah, I just was definitely in a funk because of finals. I definitely was not feeling my best and just was feeling very like all over the place and overwhelmed. And I have also like, so I'm supposed to be graduating this spring. And I found out that the class that I'm supposed to take this spring is like not available and I have to take it in the fall, which would postpone my graduation by another semester, which is just like really stressful thing to think about. And it's like that leaves no room for failure this semester. Like I cannot do bad on my finals or else I will not be able to even think about graduating. So it's like I really can't like mess up these finals. I have to do really well on them. I can't screw it up. And I think that's just putting a lot of pressure on it as well. And for most of my finals and most of my projects, I'm pretty confident in and did pretty well in. But in my stats class, I am extremely stressed out about my exam. And like, that's kind of what I've been focusing on recently is just how stressed I am for that, because that material is so hard for me to learn. If you've ever taken stats, it is such a difficult class and I'm not a math girl. This is like my third stats class, I think, that I'm taking, and I'm just so bad at it. Anything with math and equations, I am not good at. So I've been extremely overwhelmed with that. So if you're in the same boat as me, if you've been feeling a little overwhelmed, you're ready to start your smart girl semester, we're going to talk a little bit about finals week, and then I'm also going to talk to you guys about prepping for a new semester, because I feel like winter break is going to fly by and I already have a few episodes planned for, the next few weeks before school starts. So I already made my schedule for the spring. I hate my schedule, so I'm going to stay on the lookout to see which classes I could switch out of, because I absolutely hate my schedule. I have classes, like I like early classes. I like waking up early, getting my classes out of the way. And every single class I'm taking is like from like into like 3 to 6 p.m. And I hate that because that's the time I like going to the gym. I hate going to the gym after 6 p.m. It's just way too packed, but I feel like that's what I'm going to have to start doing. So I'm definitely really annoyed and bothered by that. But yeah, I made my schedule, but I'm hoping that I can switch it around and change it. Let's go ahead and get started with how to have your smart girl semester and how to kind of, after winter break, get back into the zone of the spring semester, because I think the spring semester is always harder than the fall semester, at least for me. Yes, you have like summer to look forward to at the end of it, but it's also like, it's just so, I just feel like the spring semester is just so much longer. At least in Jersey, it's so much colder. Just everything is more miserable spring semester. Okay, so the first tip I have is to organize and get your life together. So I, like I said, had to clean my room before I could even think of studying and think of planning out my finals week because I felt like if I wasn't in a like clean environment, I couldn't be in a clean headspace. So I cleaned my room out. I obviously didn't do like a deep clean just because I, decided to get into the zone a little bit too late. But if you have the time, I definitely recommend doing the closet clean out and the dresser clean out, or even just like making sure your space is clean. And then once finals are done, you could have that big clean out where you go through the backpack, you go through your car, you go through your closet, you go through your dresser, you go through your bathroom. I know that's what I'm gonna do once I'm done with my finals. I'm gonna completely clean out everything, especially my school bag and just like all the old notes I'm not gonna need anymore. Just I plan on cleaning out everything once finals are done, but at least just like before finals were done or anything like that, I just feel like I needed to at least clean the space a little bit, get rid of all the clothes on the floor and put them away, get rid of like wipe down the surfaces, do a little vacuum, clean my sheets, just like a little bit to feel more like put together because I felt like that's the mindset I'm gonna go into finals with. If my room is messy, how am I supposed to sit in my room and do work? So I just made sure to really focus on like organizing my life, getting it together, cleaning everything so that I could go into it with the right mindset. So definitely organize your space, get it together, and just kind of, make sure you're in a clean state of mind because if you just like start planning your finals and studying for your finals, but you're feeling this way, it's gonna make you feel like a little bit claustrophobic and a little bit overwhelmed. I just personally cannot focus in a dirty room or in a dirty house or in a dirty car. So I definitely recommend just, really focus on making sure you're cleaning your space, making sure that you're in a clean state of mind. So organize your place, organize the place you're gonna be studying in. My next tip is to plan out your finals. So make sure you're planning and scheduling everything that you need to be doing for each class. So whether you have a paper done, a presentation done, or an exam, make sure you're kind of planning this out. I like to do this honestly like a month in advance, a month before my finals. I will write out in my calendar like, this is the day that I want this to get done and this done. This month, I did not do that. I did not do that this month. So I literally planned everything out like 2 days ago. I was sitting in Starbucks and I just sat and I just wrote down everything that I had to get done, the dates everything was due, just so I kind of had a timeline of when to do things and a timeline of like when to get things done, when to start a paper, when to start a presentation, when to spend more time studying. So my hardest exam is on Friday. On Friday, I'm going to be taking the hardest exam, my stats class exam. On Tuesday, I'm taking my accounting exam, which I'm not as stressed out about. So I'm not stressed about that. But my stats exam, I'm very stressed for. I have a paper due on Tuesday as well. But my number one priority is I need to focus on that Friday stats exam. So I'm gonna focus on that Friday stats exam. And then once I'm done with that exam, I will feel so much more relaxed to do all the other work I have to do. But I feel like because of that stats exam, I have not let myself like focus on any other assignments because I'm just too stressed about that one test. Like that is the test I need to do really well on. So I just have to like really focus on that. So I'm making sure that I plan, okay, I need to focus on that the rest of this week, all of today, which is Wednesday, all of tomorrow, Thursday, and then on Friday morning before my exam, that's all I should be focusing on is that stats exam. So that way I'm putting all my focus on that exam. And then once that exam is done, okay, now I can prioritize the other things. Or even yesterday, I like planned out my sociology paper that I had to do just so that like I had that kind of almost done. So just making sure that you're scheduling and planning your finals for each class. What day should you start writing your paper? If it's due on Friday, maybe you should start writing it on Monday and start editing it on Wednesday and whatever. So making sure that you're scheduling and planning your classes, exams, your projects, your presentations. Obviously, if your major, everyone's major in school is different with exams and how the layout of your exam will be, but just making sure you're getting that like main idea of planning and scheduling it. This is so crucial for me to write in my planner. I do monthly planner and weekly planner, and then I have like a notes section next to each week, which I really like because it helps me to like write down due dates. So the other day I wrote down everything I had to get done to be done with winter semester. So I was like, okay, 12/16 on December 16th, these are the things I have to do. I wrote the due dates for everything and everything I had to get done. So that way when I was done with it, I would cross it out. And then once it was crossed out, I was like, okay, that's one less thing. And it just gives you an idea of this is everything I'm gonna do. And once I'm done with this,
I'm done with this, you know, semester. And then it's just like such a relieving feeling to be done with it. So I love doing that. I think everyone should do it. I highly recommend it. It just makes it a lot better to see what it is you have left to do before you have that freedom. So schedule, plan it out. This helps me to also just not be as overwhelmed. I think when everything is stuck in our head, we get super, super overwhelmed about everything. And we're like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to do this and this and this. And then it's like, you write it down. You're like, okay, wait, it's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Or like, it's not as much work, or it's not as overwhelming as I thought it was going to be. So I think writing it out and writing it down and, you know, visualizing it and seeing it helps you to realize, okay, now this is manageable. Before, it wasn't manageable because it was floating up in your head and you thought you had to do a million things at once. And now that it's like written down and it's planned out, you're like, you know what? This is manageable. I can get this done. This isn't as overwhelming as I thought it was. So I really love Google Calendar for if you like online calendars. I love Google Calendar. I use Google Calendar definitely the most. I use that as like a monthly and weekly calendar where I'll put appointments, classes, exam dates, meetings. I put everything on my Google Calendar. And then for more like smaller specific things, I'll write in my physical planner, like plan essay this day, this discussion post is due this day. That stuff is more in my physical planner. So I have one physical planner. Mine is from Barnes and Nobles. I love it so much. One physical planner, it's monthly and weekly with a notes section on each page. And then I have my Google Calendar. I swear by Google Calendar. It is one of my favorite things I use. It helps me to stay on top of so much, keep track of my appointments, keep track of my meetings, and just helps me to, this is not even sponsored by Google Calendar, but it just helps me a lot with planning things out and making sure to get things done. So I highly recommend using a planner. If you are not a planner person, please start. I hate when people don't use planners. I know, I understand not everything is for everyone, but I just feel like if you're really trying to stay organized, you need to have something where you are planning and scheduling things out, especially if you're trying to balance multiple things at once, like school, work, sports, whatever it is. It is so important for you to have a place to organize all of that. Next, create an aesthetic out of what you're doing. This might sound ridiculous to some of you, but it helps. Like when I have a cute planner and a cute backpack and I'm in a cute outfit, like I feel more motivated to do my work. And some people might be like, no, you're crazy, you're weird, that's not a thing, blah, 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 whatever. It helps me so much. It's insane. Like I feel so much better when I look better and when the things around me look better. So for example, my planner is aesthetic. It's cute, it's pretty, and it gets the job done, but it is very cute and very pretty, and that's something that helps me and makes me feel motivated. And some people might be like, you're crazy, that has nothing to do with it, but for me, it helps. Also creating like a vision board for an aesthetic, like going on Pinterest and searching up like smart girl aesthetic, smart semester aesthetic, whatever it is, and you're just gonna see all these different like quotes and pictures, and it will motivate you, believe it or not. It helps me so much to see it, whether it's on TikTok or it's on my Pinterest or it's on Instagram. When I scroll on social media and I see those motivational things, or I see girls just like being smart, or just see women like working hard, it motivates me so much. So gain inspiration from social media and just like put together some type of aesthetic for yourself. I work better when I feel better, and I feel better when I look better. So for example, I'm going to go to Starbucks after recording this episode. I literally am out of bed, washed my face, brushed my teeth, no makeup on, hair's a mess. I'm going to put on a little bit of makeup, fix my hair up, put on like not a cute outfit, but like an outfit where I'm not just in my pajamas that I slept in that have ice cream stains on it, put on like a normal, decent outfit. And then like once I do that, I'm going to feel a lot more better going to Starbucks. I'm going to feel a lot more motivated. That's just how I work best personally. I know some people just don't care and they still work just as fine, which is great. But I know for me personally, I need to like look a little bit better for me to feel a little bit better and for me to feel a little bit motivated. That's just how I am. So I think creating an aesthetic out of it and all that stuff is just like really important and just makes me feel more put together. I think that's the whole thing, is feeling put together. Like I don't even wear makeup just to like feel prettier. I just feel more put together when I'm like my under bags. I just feel more put together when my under eye circles are covered and like all that stuff. So I think it's just important to kind of, you know, make sure you're doing whatever makes you feel your best. And for me, that means looking better. That means having a different aesthetic. And that's just more motivating to me. I also get so, like, sometimes I'll story me doing homework and people are like, oh my God, I wish I had your aesthetic. And I'm like, girl, you could just as easily do this. Like, I promise you, anything I'm posting is nothing special. This is something you could totally be doing, but it does help motivate you so much. And like, I know even when I post like a story of me studying, a lot of you are like, oh my God, I'm motivated to study now. So that is why I have been trying to post and like be more active with me studying, because I know a lot of you get motivated by it, as do I. If I see someone on TikTok doing like study day in my life, I get more motivated to want to study. So like I said, the other day I was just like, okay, now it's time for me to reset, it's time for me to get ready for finals. I spent like all of Monday just being super lazy. I like went to my class and I like did a little bit of homework, but then I went to the gym and came home, and instead of like continuing to do homework or anything, I was just like so lazy and not feeling my best. I was in the messiest room ever, and I just felt very like, you know, you just feel like dirty in your own skin. Like, you just feel like being in your own skin is claustrophobic. That was how I felt. And so I remember I was like, no, enough. Tomorrow, I really want to like plan everything out. So let's do this in steps. Like I said, clean my room Monday night. I was sitting in bed for literally hours just on my phone, like talking to people, like scrolling through TikTok, whatever, all of Monday night. And then it was like 10 p.m. and I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, what am I doing? Clean my room, was asleep by 12, woke up on Tuesday. I was like, okay, I'm feeling good. Spent the whole day at Starbucks, planned out my finals, and I just felt like really, really good. So now I want to get a little bit into like actual class notes stuff and like studying tips that I have, because I'm not going to lie to you guys, I'm not that great at studying, but I've been trying my best to learn new methods and just like organize it the best I can. Everyone studies differently. I'm sure you guys have different majors, have different classes. So like, I know for me, I study everything differently. Like, the way I'm going to study for an exam about English or about history is different than the way I'm going to study for an exam about econ and stats, because it's like math versus wording. So I feel like everyone studies differently. Everyone learns a different way best, but this is just how I personally study and how I personally like get things done and get the best grade I possibly can. First things first is planning. Obviously, like I said, make sure you're planning and scheduling what days you want to get things done, because I'm a very big time management person. Like, I need to make sure I make as much time as I possibly can to study the material I want to study. So just time management and really just kind of like making sure I spread out my classes. Spreading out your classes is huge. Like, don't just do everything on a Monday and then everything on a Tuesday. Like, spread it out. Like, yesterday I did about 2 hours of stats, and then I did about 1 hour of sociology, and then I did like another 30 minutes of stats. Because if I just spend, at least for me, if I just spend way too long on one class and on one subject, I just start to feel like claustrophobic. I just start to feel unproductive. I start to feel overwhelmed and burnt out. I kind of have to spread it out a little bit, organize it in a different way. So that's kind of just how I feel best when I do it, spreading out my classes throughout the week, throughout the hour, and just making sure I plan it very well. Organizing, planning, and scheduling is such a big part of studying that people don't see. And that's the part I'm really good at. The part I'm really bad at is the actual memorization and like understanding of the work. That's the part that I'm bad at. But I am very, very good at the organizing and the planning. But then when it gets to actually understanding the material, that's when I'm a little bit held back in my brain. But my first tip, yeah, spread out your classes and just schedule and plan everything. Another thing is to have a study buddy. So like, I do have like a few friends from class that will message back and forth and talk about things. And it's nice. It's very fun to just like have someone to talk to and have someone to just like relate to and stuff. I feel like, I know for me, I need that kind of like motivation, and I'm someone that like I have a lot of questions, or like maybe I miss out on something, and it's good to just have someone be like, wait, do we have class today? Wait, did you understand this question? I didn't understand this question, and go over it with them. So having someone in your class that you're close with, having someone in class that you have a good relationship with and that you can talk to about those things, I think is super, super important. So just making sure that you have someone in your class, or even just someone in your school that you can talk to and that you can study with, I think it's a lot more motivating to study with people. Another thing is handwritten notes. I have to handwrite everything, no matter what it is. I do everything handwritten. You understand material a lot better when you handwrite it. I think they say like, handwriting something once is the equivalent of like reading it four times or something. So you do understand and grasp material better when you write it. Even with my accounting class, I'll do one problem and I'll keep rewriting it and keep doing it. Like, I spend like 30 or 45 minutes on one question because I'm just rewriting the whole thing and like really trying to understand it. That's how bad I am with math, that I really have to like sit there and like fully write it out, fully understand it, repeat it to myself, repeat it on the paper and pen, all that stuff. So I think handwritten notes are huge and so, so important. So it's just important to make sure you're planning and scheduling everything, taking handwritten notes, talking to people from class, making friends that go to class and school so that you have people you can relate to, people you can ask questions to, people who can motivate you. And then also make sure you're taking breaks, like set timers. Like I sometimes forget to do this, where like yesterday I was doing work for 2 hours and I was like, I'm exhausted. And then I was like, oh my God, I haven't taken a break in 2 hours. And then I set like a 10-minute timer. I was at Starbucks, so I grabbed a little muffin. I sat down, I ate my muffin, drank my coffee, and just like scrolled through TikTok for like 5 minutes. And then the rest of the 5 minutes, I was just sitting there in silence, like eating my muffin, talking to someone there, just something. Cause like I feel like a lot of the time we'll just go, 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 and we'll want to grind everything out. And we forget to just take a second and like take a break. And when you're not taking those breaks into studying, you're just going to get so burnt out. And it's going to be so much harder for you to understand the material and to really just like fully grasp what you're trying to learn because you've been studying for too long and you didn't give yourself any mental health breaks. I can't trust mental health breaks enough. Even if you're working a full-time corporate job and your hours are insane, you need to make sure you're taking at least 5 minutes, 3 times out of your workday, depending how many hours you work, to just relax and to just give your brain a break. It is so important to give our brains breaks. It's like actually insane to me that people don't take breaks. I might even be guilty of taking too many breaks. I feel like I sometimes take way too many breaks than I should be taking because I just like, the last thing I ever want to feel is overwhelmed or like I'm overworking myself. So I will always be taking breaks and just making sure like I'm okay, making sure I'm not like overworking myself or burning myself out. I know that's something I'm like really bad at. So just make sure, like, you can even set like a 25-minute timer, and for 25 minutes, don't look at your phone, just do straight work for 25 minutes and then take like a 5-minute break, or like you could do it for an hour, 45 minutes, however much you think you can handle and however much you think you'll get a lot done, and just like not take any breaks while doing it. And then it's like your break is a little bit of a reward for you, and it's like a time for you to just like reset and something you can look forward to. Another tip that I have is to like make plans. I feel like whenever it's finals week, everyone just like sits home and only focuses on finals, which I don't disagree with. Like I feel like I'll step out of a few hangout things just because of finals and be like, well, I'm not doing that. It's finals. Like I can't make too many plans. But like honestly, I just like don't want to stop myself either from like having fun and enjoying myself, because I feel like that's where we really lock ourselves in and really just have like tunnel vision towards school. And I feel like that's like a little bit unfair to do to ourselves. So I know for me, like I will make plans for like after finals, like my finals on Friday, my hardest finals on this Friday that I'm uploading this episode. And I'm already making plans for like this weekend, because I'm like, I want to celebrate being done with this final. And then on like next week, I like really want to go out, because I'm like, then I'm completely done with finals. I already have plans for next week. And like making plans, having something to look forward to, rewarding yourself with something. These are things you deserve. Like it shouldn't even be a reward, because it's something that you should deserve and like something you're deserving of. So I think just making sure that you're being very fair to yourself and still allowing yourself to get excited about life and not having that straight tunnel vision towards finals week, because I'm definitely guilty of that as well, where I'll try to be like, no, I can't do this, I can't do that, I have to study. And yes, sometimes it's good to put your foot down and say, no, tonight I have to study. But plan it out. Be like, okay, you know what? Friday night, I really have to stay in and study. But Saturday night, I can afford to like go out and, you know, whatever. So making sure that you can really give yourself the best of both worlds. Because if you just lock yourself in school mode, you're going to be so miserable. But if you take those little breaks, you're going to feel a lot better. A lot of people might be listening to this and be like, nope, that doesn't work for me. Until I'm done with finals, I am not going out, I'm not doing anything, nothing. So that could be how you work as well. Maybe that's how you work best. But I know for me, I have to like plan things in advance and make plans. And then once I do that, I'm able to kind of have a clearer mind and be less stressed when I go out. A lot of people don't like to go out when they still have finals to do because they're still thinking about it. Me, it's like a little break for me. I love it. Another thing is when you're studying, put your phone on Do Not Disturb. You can talk to them later. I'm so guilty of this. So guilty of this. And I know who you're thinking of. You're listening to this, I know you're thinking of that situationship. I know you're thinking of that situationship as you're listening to this episode. You're thinking, no, I can't put my phone on Do Not Disturb because what if he texts me? Please, please. I know that's what some of you are thinking right now through those headphones. You're thinking to yourself, damn, she's out to get me. She knows. There's nothing sexier than a girl who's focusing on herself. Nothing. So when your phone is do not disturb and you're doing your own thing, that's more attractive to them than you waiting there looking and waiting for their name to pop up on your phone. I'm telling you, you don't chase, you attract. I'll say it again. You don't chase, you attract. So when it comes to, you know, being in these little situations where you're excited to see someone's name on your phone, if that's the point of life that you're in, or maybe you're just someone that loves seeing your group chat talk or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whatever it is, put the phone on Do Not Disturb. You can worry about it in 25 minutes. You can worry about it in an hour. I promise you, like, you're going to be fine. Like, you could even put your phone on Do Not Disturb, but like allow phone calls to go through in case there's an emergency. No one's texting you about an emergency. They're only going to call you about one. So you can put your phone on Do Not Disturb, but allow phone calls to go through if that's something that you're worried about, is like emergencies. I know some of my friends are like that. But just making sure that you put your phone on Do Not Disturb and block out anyone and anything that could distract you. Because I know even yesterday, my phone was on Do Not Disturb and I saw like one message from my group chat and I was like, wait. And then I opened it, all of a sudden I'm scrolling through my group chat, I'm typing in it, and then I spent like 15 or 20 minutes just talking in my group chat. Nothing productive came out of it. Nothing good came out of it. It just was a waste of time and energy, and just now I lost 25 minutes of studying to that. So I think just making sure that you're like putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, not focusing or caring about anyone else, and just reminding yourself like it's almost done. Like, I think that's something I have to remind myself a lot too, is like, we're gonna be done. And I always say, in 1 week you'll wish you studied harder. That was something I remember in basketball. I was like maybe in like fourth or fifth grade, and like one of the coaches came over and was like, in 30 minutes from now, I think we had like one half left, he was like, 30 minutes from now you're going to be sitting in your car wishing you played harder. And that's so true with anything that you do. Like, I know even for me in sports, it's like as soon as I would get in my car after that game was done, I wish I played harder. Or when I get home from the gym, I'm like, I wish I did more sets of that. I could have done more sets. And you just get this like post, you know, motivation where it's like, damn, I could have done more, like, and I wish I did more. And it's the same thing happens with studying. Once you're a week from now, when you look back at your exam grades or whatever it is, you're going to say, I wish I studied harder. Obviously, don't let this turn into like a self-demolishing moment where you just start to completely hate yourself and get mad at yourself. But at the same time, it's good to kind of just be like, you know what? In 1 week, I'm going to be done with this. I'm going to be completely done. I'm not going to have to talk to this professor again. I'm not going to have to go to this class again. Like, I'm going to be completely done with this class in a week. So let me just grind it out. Let me get it done. And then once it's done. And I don't have to think about this material ever again. And once you kind of put that in your mindset of, in a week, I'll be done. Because I know even for me, I'll be like, but I miss just like eating a snack and watching YouTube before bed. I miss hanging out with my friends. I miss doing this and doing that. In a week, you will be able to do that. That's it. That's all you have to think about it. That's how I think about it recently. I'm like, in 1 week, I'm going to be done and I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be able to live my normal life again. But for the next few days, I just have to have tunnel vision towards school. So put the phone on Do Not Disturb. Worry about everyone else when you're done studying. You will take breaks where you can talk to people. You will take breaks where you can get back to someone and take breaks for yourself. But as of right now, focus on you, focus on getting a good grade on that exam and passing this class, and that's it. Like, that is all that there is to it, because in a few days, you're going to say, when that exam's in front of you, you're going to say, I wish I spent that extra few hours studying. And the last tip that I have for you, don't take anything too serious. Life is never that serious, and I know it's hard to kind of believe that sometimes. I know even for me, with like, oh my God, I'm taking an extra semester, and I'm doing this and that, like, life's never that serious. It's never that serious. Yes, you will go through hardships. You will go through things that will overwhelm you and stress you out and make you upset. But life is never that serious. There's way more important things than your grades, your health, your family, your friends, yourself. These are all things you should be prioritizing over school. But I think you're in school right now. If you're listening to this episode and you're in school, you're in school right now. You're in school for a reason. And you're in school for this point of your life for a reason, right? So do what you have to do with it. Get it done. Do good at it. And then you're done. You know, and then you're done with it, and then you're in the next chapter of your life. But right now, it's in front of you, and it's something you have to do, so get it done. So all the advice I'm going to give you guys, I hope you guys learned a little bit, just got a little good advice from it. If you've also been stressed with finals, I hope you can relate to me with it and just feel better that I'm also going through the same thing, because I have been extremely, extremely stressed with it, and it's been honestly eating me alive, but I'm trying my best to kind of just get through it and just be done with it. I'm going to be spending the rest of my day at Starbucks studying. My hardest final is on Friday, like I said. So once I'm done with that final, I will feel a lot better. But it's the lead up to it. It's only a few days, but it's the lead up to it that really stresses me out. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you have an amazing and safe weekend. Good luck on all your exams if you are taking them. Good luck in school. Good luck in work, whatever it is that you guys are doing. Make sure you take some time for yourself and remind yourself that nothing in life is that serious, and you will get through it. If you were put there, you were put there to get through it. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I will talk to you guys next week.